Stockbridge, Massachusetts, planners want public input on a proposed 320-acre luxury resort redevelopment project that would require zoning bylaw changes. Neighbors say the plan will hurt the rural town's quality of life. The $150 million 37 Interlaken development proposal would transform the historic school into residential housing, self-sufficient farmland, and a luxury resort.
The sister school site was previously developed with over 500,000 square feet of industrial age institutional buildings that were part of this boarding school that closed down a number of years ago. Nonprofit educational institutions like the former school are exempt from zoning, so they were able to build all of that space, but this proposal is not exempt.
In a recent letter to Stockbridge lawmakers, the developer's attorney, Jonathan Silverstein, said the Board of Selectmen in December discussed a proposed bylaw change, which Silverstein says is needed to build. Silverstein contends the unscheduled discussion left developers out.
The Board of Selectmen refused to meet with the project proponents. They had engaged in a very lengthy discussion of the proposal and the project, made a number of unfounded negative assertions about the project, and clearly opponents of the project and their lawyers were on notice of the fact that there was going to be this discussion, although we were not.
And it seems to me that Stockbridge might be facing a hostile takeover. And I really object to this.
John Hart, who referred to the project as a hostile takeover, told WAMC his comments in town meetings reflected how the 37 Interlaken team has chosen to deal with the town selectmen and conducts business. Hart's a member of the town's conservation committee and a representative of the ad hoc zoning review committee. The December 18th meeting was recorded by community television for the Southern Berkshires. Town selectman Terry Flynn echoed Hart's concern.
The opportunity for negotiation to take place in regular order is really being completely bypassed here.
Silverstein says the conversation violated the state's open meeting law, lacking proper notice on the agenda. Town Council J. Raymond Miarez contends the developers are entitled to procedural due process. He broke down the zoning change.
Traditionally, the cottage era bylaw has required that a special permit be issued by the Board of Selectmen approving not just the use but the configuration of the buildings, and the selectmen had the discretion either to approve it or not to approve it, and a by right use dispenses with all of that. And all that's left is site plan review, which would occur before the planning board, and you do not have the authority to deny site plan approval.
The project calls for 120 acres of developed land, including renovation of the DeSisto Mansion, to accommodate a 40 to 50 room hotel, and the construction of six new condominium buildings totaling 139 units and 34 clustered single-family homes set back in the property. The rest is open space and farmland, all just south of Tanglewood. Residents can weigh in at a Stockbridge Planning Board public hearing February 6th before the board makes its recommendation. The bylaw will be voted on at the May 21st town meeting. If approved, groundbreaking would be in 2020.
It is going to require a significant amount of clearing of trees and of brush. And it's also going to involve significant intrusion into protected wetlands areas.
Attorney Alex Glover of Lazan, Glover & Pusilaski in Great Barrington represents a property abutter. She says she's going to the public hearing.
I think what's telling here is that the developer is, under current zoning in Stockbridge, simply unable to construct what is proposed to be constructed. It can't be done. Whether you support or do not support a development, this is a really important process. This is where the town has the ability to have conditions to say yes or no to certain aspects, and in the end, to deny the project if the town feels that is best.
The developer's attorney disagrees and says town government is still involved in the planning process. Silverstein says he's trying to dispel other rumors, like could the site host a casino someday?
The owner of the project has absolutely no interest, has never considered this as a casino site. There is zero possibility that it ever could be a casino site under the law. It is literally impossible.
The developers are holding open houses at 5 p.m. Friday and 10 a.m. Saturday at the site to answer community concerns. Reporting from WAMC News' Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.